Small mammals rarely get attention from natural resource managers these days. Not intentionally. Wildlife biologists are fans of all manner of creatures. However, as staff time is reduced, budgets are flat or cut, and priorities are narrowed to huntable, high-visibility species like deer, bear, and turkey, our rabbits, squirrels, and rodents usually end up taking a back seat. Here in the North Woods, we sometimes hear that numbers of rabbits or hares are down. Sometimes, as is the case with snowshoe hares, it's because of habitat maturation, trees getting older, a moderation of climate, shorter, warmer winters, or both. Other times it can simply be because the place you're looking or hunting doesn't have the right structure to provide one of their life needs, which is water, food, shelter, and living space. In the case of rabbits and hares, you can consider construction of brush piles to enhance their shelter/living space accommodations. Not only lagomorphs, but smaller rodents as well, which feed all sorts of creatures like hawks, foxes, bobcats, and coyotes. I usually tell people that I don't encourage the construction of brush piles for wildlife. Most people do not have the space or materials necessary to construct a proper functional brush pile. Just as improperly constructed birdhouses can kill fledglings, a poorly constructed brush pile can doom young rabbits or rodents. If not properly constructed, they may not be used at all. Or, worse, they can actually harm the animals they're meant to benefit, becoming a trap where feeding skunks and owls watch and wait. The misconception is that any old pile of sticks will work. That is not the case. I would not build anything less than 8 feet wide by 8 feet high. That's right, 400 to 500 cubic feet of brush. With that much material, you will need a starter base, or the bottom will squish flat to the ground and there won't be any space for the creatures. Old stumps or logs of oak, maple, ironwood, or another robust wood are ideal. Some large rocks, cinder blocks, well casing, or PVC pipe, or maybe a few sturdy pallets would also do the trick. You need something that will create nice entrance and exit holes, artificial tunnels, or imitation hollow logs. Make corner posts with your base items. Stack some logs or large branches like you're building a log cabin. Put a layer of brush down, large end toward the center. With the next layer, put the large end toward the outside and its twigs in the center. By alternating in this fashion, you can build stability as you gain height. I tell people you want this pile sturdy enough to hold up a 40-pound bobcat, because bobcats love brush piles. You can start with a narrower base and add brush around the outside as the height grows. I tried it. It's a clumsy process with a lot of branch wrestling, but it can be done. It looked pretty good the first year, but it didn't take long, and the pile was surprisingly squat and lifeless. I think with a couple hours of work a year, though, I could make it into a magnificent specimen of brushy habitat. You can build two or four of these brush piles per acre, no less than 100 feet apart. If you use some hardwood brush, your pile could make it 15 years before it needs maintenance. Hopefully your base would still be holding up, and you can freshen it up by adding brush on the top. For best results, build near fence lines, margins of timber harvests, or some other habitat edge. If you're going to do it, now is the time, before winter snows blanket the forest floor. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.